So I know that was a big tangent, but to go back to what you were asking about how I got involved in this, or that you're impressed by the fact that I'm an open national socialist down all the way down here in Australia. I've been a national socialist, I guess you could say, my whole life, and that's that old saying that when you were born, you were a national socialist. I always knew all these things, just like all of us. It was just so obvious, but to have the courage to openly say it. And also to have the courage to live more closely to natural law, to live the lifestyle when you're surrounded by all the hedonism and you're surrounded by, the globalism and the multiculturalism. It's very easy to slip into that normal, that being the normal. It's very easy to slip into that. So I would say as early high school, I started to believe and speak things to my friends, to my family, that I saw was in line with this concept of natural law. And so I was always fascinated by this concept of, well, what is the right way to go about things, whether it's geopolitics or whether it's, in our own personal lives, or it's how Australia should be, whether it's economically or socially or anything. But the one thing I certainly lacked was spirituality. I was raised an atheist, and I don't think I really had the strength to speak openly and just overtly say, well, I'm a national socialist and this is what I believe, in the public space, until I became a more spiritual person. And that's not any particular one religion, but just the understanding that there is a higher power, and the understanding that, we are going to be vindicated from this process by standing on the side of truth and justice. And it's not this atheistic, rational, I'm going to show you a graph of race and IQ, and this is why we shouldn't live with black people. Like, to me, it was like that was a solid worldview. That was solid. That was in my mind. I understood a lot about World War II. I understood the Holocaust didn't happen. I understand. Can you say that in Sweden?
Yeah,
I
it's still
understand these
allowed. It's
things.
still allowed, and we do so frequently, so
Yeah,
it's fine.
awesome. All right. Yeah, well, I heard it. I heard something in the name of the title of the show was something, or one of the music producers was something to do with the Holocaust. But yeah, so for me, a big part of expressing it and living more closely to the worldview was more about understanding the higher meaning to life. And that actually helped me understand National Socialism and unlock a whole new different level of being, of existence, and strength to do this process. And before this, I was involved in politics. I was involved with sort of like quasi-CIVNAT groups, and I was involved with like anti-Islam groups. And I was always a national socialist, but I kept it more or less to myself unless I knew of other guys in the groups that felt the same way, and tried to only network and associate with them. But yeah, it has been only in the last sort of like 2 or 3 years I've just outright come out and said it.